Welcome, everyone, to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. I'm Philip Collins. I'm here with Joanna Stacey and our partner, Jeff Asano, in Los Angeles. And tonight, we're going to be connecting with Archangel Gabriel. And I believe most of you are probably aware that there is a triumvirate of archangelics working and supporting this planet, Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. Gabriel is sort of like the energetic database. Michael is teaching us to move from our believing mind to our knowing hearts. Raphael is, of course, most of us are familiar about healing. And Uriel is the world teacher, interfacing all of the elements on this particular planet. But tonight we are going to be connecting. I tell Collins we're going to trance, and I will be connecting with Gabriel, who will have a message for us. And then Joel Anastasi, who's to my media right, will interface with Gabriel. We call this Divine Discussions because it's your opportunity to ask a question to these frequencies once we, who have chosen to be channels and chosen by these frequencies to represent them, to ask questions to them. So any time along the way, Joel can help facilitate whether there's a question you might have about a particular teaching or a point that's being said, or you just may ask a specific question completely out of context. So we are meeting now the first Thursday and the third Thursday of each month. We are housed in the Center for Spiritual Living in Fort Lauderdale, Southeast Florida. You can go onto their website, the Center for Spiritual Living Fort Lauderdale, and see all the wonderful activities that take place there. We have Bo with us tonight, who has a Wednesday night group for gay warriors and self-empowering the gay community. And so many programs, Tuesday night classes. Almost every night of the week there's something wonderful going on here at the center, and right now this is our spiritual home. So I'm going to go into trance, so we're going to allow Archangel Gabriel to say whatever they're going to say. And Joel wants to say something before I go.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that tonight I was going to begin by interviewing Gabriel. I wrote a book called The Second Coming, the Archangel Gabriel Proclaims a New Age. It came out in 2008. And this is the second session where I will be interviewing Gabriel, asking him some questions about some of the issues we covered in the book. I'm going to be spending about 45 minutes asking some questions, and then we'll open it up to the audience, and anybody can ask Gabriel whatever they would like.
Greetings, beloved humans, being human upon the surface of planet Earth. We are the archangelic realm of Gabriel come to you at this particular time within your evolutionary ascension process. The moment of now is upon you, dear ones. Beginning with your year 2012 began the final 2,000-year cycle of this particular planet to transmute, to ascend into light. Thus, in turn, you are now in the final 2,000-year cycle of this particular planet becoming a star, becoming a sun. Thus, in turn, everything and within Pan and within the body of this particular planet will be of the frequency, the vibration of life, or you will not be here. Through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, you make your individuated decisions as to how and when this ascension process will happen for each and every one of you. There is something miraculous and unprecedented taking place in your year 2016 at this time, which has been revealed and introduced to you through many sources, not only we, but the archangelic realms of Michael, and also the Starseed Councils of 12. Your planet, as many of you know, was seeded by 12 star systems that came together in a divine experiment called the Loveiversity. You are in the process of learning how to master and to manifest the frequency of love through the relationship of self, self being a reflection of all that there is. So, dear ones, what exactly makes this year 2016 unique or different from anything that has preceded it? What is happening in each of your months in the year 2016, one of the realms that seeded your planet will have a preponderance of energy coming into your earth plane to support your ascension and your evolutionary process as being human, to assist in effect to facilitate the human contract you agreed to be a part of coming to this particular planet. The first month of January was the masculine assertive energy of Sirius, your stargate system. Many of you have experienced within January upheaval within your emotional, mental, and physical bodies, a time of great change, individually and worldwide and collectively, dear ones. You're now within your month of February, your love month, if you will, and the gentler feminine energy of the Palladian star energy has come in to assist you with more grace and ease to simulate the masculine energy of January to move into your multidimensionality, dear ones. Have you noticed that you're now more than ever before not only experiencing your 3D frequency of your emotions, your thoughts, and your physicality, but you are moving into the 4D, the disembodied aspects of 3D, and moving further out for many of you into 5D reality. There are those of you who are experiencing all of these simultaneously, since many of you are having what we call parallel lives in each one of these frequencies. The channel that we're coming through now has written articles about this existence of parallel realities, and this can be a teaching within itself separate for those of you who resonate with learning more about that. But as we set up in our first gathering several of your weeks ago, we would like to go through this manuscript of the Second Coming, Proclaiming a New Age, where you pull out various teachings within it in combination with what you're experiencing within your current events in your 3D world, personally and collectively, and begin to have a divine discussion, begin to have a dialogue with you, dear ones, as to exactly what is happening, why it's happening, how it's happening, and what it means for you individually and what it means within the macro-micro relationship of you choosing to be human on this particular planet. Dear ones, there has never been an experiment quite like this particular planet. That is why so many star systems, so many galaxies have come together to be an aspect and a part of this. We all are waiting patiently for the finality, for the birthing, if you will, of your process. You have experienced through your millennia every aspect of being human, through duality, through separation, leading often to confrontation, attempting in your folly in being human to attempt to control what you have not created. And dear ones, you cannot control anything that you did not create. And you were not the masterminds of the creation of this particular planet or of the human species, even though your soul plans have chosen to be human. Many of you are learning what exactly it means to be human by understanding who you are and your truth, needs, and boundaries, and why you are here through your talents and gifts, and exponentially bringing those out into the world. To heal the aspect of me, to heal the aspect of self representing all that there is, in order to begin to build communities of equality, harmony, and balance, dear ones. This, in a nutshell, is exactly what is taking place. We encourage you to continue to build communities of love and support, which you have described prior to this gathering, in order to support and love one another in your process. The beginning of that is to allow yourself and others to be heard, to create sanctuaries and safety nets for allowing people to express exactly what they're experiencing and what they need within that. This is a time of upheaval. Through that chaos, that component of creation you call chaos, there lies the manifestation of the new paradigm that you say you wish to create and which is your destiny to create in being human. So having begun with this brief introduction, dear ones, let us now go into some of the teachings that we have brought to you in the past and begin to have a divine discussion and an open dialogue. How may we assist you, dear ones?
Well, thank you for joining us this evening, Gabriel.
You're welcome, dear ones.
It's always thrilling to talk with you. You touched on a couple subjects I had planned to ask about, but we have a listener or two here who has not heard you before. I'm just wondering, because the subtitle of the Second Coming is The Archangel Gabriel Proclaims a New Age, would you just kind of give us a very brief overview of what this final 2,000-year age is for humankind?
We are a bit of a blowhard, dear one, in your vernacular. The symbol of our trumpet, heralding new ages, dictating and bringing into the human frequency such documents as the Quran, affecting what you call your Bible, developing the foundations for what you call your Ten Commandments, and working in counsel with other higher realms to bring these tools, working with the forefathers of your country, of your United States, to bring together some documents of a higher frequency to assist within the evolutionary process of your planet and your species. It is all a combination of bringing these things together, dear one, within the confines, the timeline, the inline, if you will, of the final throes, the final 2,000-year throes of being human within this particular planet. So 2012 began the process. So here you are in your year 2016, now being supported by the 12 star systems each month. And each month they will be identified. The reason they are not being identified all at once, dear ones, is because the ley lines of energy on this particular planet are being set in place so that these systems may formulate themselves energetically. The channel that we're coming through and his brethren often have put together sacred journeys and specific vortices on this particular planet and many others to assist this particular process. For those of you who want to know about those particular journeys and exactly what they meant, that information is available to you. Does that help you, dear one?
So this final 2,000 years is going to be the healing of the duality and separation that has divided mankind for millennia.
It is going to be the end of life as you have known it. Many misunderstood that 2012 was the end of time. It was the beginning. It was the flipping of the hourglass, if you will, of beginning this new epoch, this final epoch of this particular planet. As has been explained to you, dear ones, look up into your night sky. As you see all those stars, as you see those constellations, as you see those galaxies in some ways, imagine all of them once were a planet, not unlike your own, going through a process of beginning from love and light, choosing to take that love and light down into density, creating something you call a planet, and then returning to that light. That is the process. That is the circle of creation, dear ones. And that is what you are involved in with this particular planet, the circle of creation.
Now, you used the word miraculous to describe 2016, and you've made some references to the energies that would be coming in each month. Could you just kind of clarify, give us a little more information about what is making 2016 a miraculous year?
Yes. It has to do, in your language, with the numerology of it, how it notches out on your Earth calendar, if you will. There are certain vortices and ley lines that have conjuncted, have joined together, which allows this accumulation to come together in this particular pivotal year. That does not mean there will not be significant years to follow this. There will. But understand, dear ones, your freedom of choice and freedom of will, there will be those of you who choose to ascend in this incarnational cycle or the next one or the one after that. There will be many of you who will not take the full 2,000-year cycle. There will be many of you who will choose not to do it at all. And through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, you will continue your incarnational path within another galaxy, within another solar system, and within another planet. Does that help you?
Maybe I'm a little slow here. So 2016 is miraculous because
of the accumulated ley lines connecting within the two final 2,000-year cycles.
Which is going to produce what?
It's going to produce the ascension process of the planet returning to light, thus in turn you returning to your light bodies in order to maintain and sustain yourself within the frequency of light.
Okay.
Now, do you understand, dear one?
I think I do. If you want to add any more, go right ahead.
We are complete, dear one.
Okay.
We want to be careful, dear ones, not to overload you with a lot of facts and figures and details. There is so much that the human mind cannot comprehend, dear one. Also understand that we of the higher realms take the data, if you will, the frequency, the energy, if you will, we ratchet it down into a lower vibration that your body is going to simulate and put it into human language. That alone is a process which does not allow us to include everything. Do you understand, dear one?
Yes. When we were talking, when I interviewed you for about 2 years before we actually began writing the book, one of the things you said was that as the last 2000 year age of Aquarius began to unfold, that there would be high vibration energy, specifically the seventh and the second spiritual rays of consciousness would come into the earth plane and would begin to destroy the systems of duality and control that had existed on the earth for a millennium. And you said that all systems, whether they be government, corporate, whatever systems that were in duality, would begin to implode. Now, the book came out in 2008, and that was the year that we had the huge financial collapse, both worldwide as well as the United States. Would you like to kind of expand a little bit about the effects of the seventh and second rays of spiritual consciousness?
What you're experiencing in your world right now, from 8 to 16, and the number 8 times 2 is 16, is the feminine energy, is exactly the experience of the seventh ray. What is happening with the upheaval and the shift and change is taking place within your religions, your governments, your corporations, your financial systems, your educational systems, your medical systems. All of them are in a process of realizing on some level they are broken. On some level, they are founded and predicated upon humanity or aspects of humanity often being hidden, attempting to control what they did not create. So these energies coming in from these different bands of consciousness, and the numbers of them have to do with where they fit out on the timeline of the evolution, the ascension process of the planet. Understand, dear ones, that the foundation of all the shifts of humanity have to do with the activation of the planetary ascension process. Thus, everything within and upon this particular planet will ascend here or will be given the opportunity to do it elsewhere. Does that help you?
You know, I have been looking at all of the organizations and institutions that have been in duality and espouse duality, and to me, there is no greater organization that espouses the duality and separation more than our Republican Party. And you have talked about that all of these systems that are doing so will be imploding. And I can't help but wondering if we're watching the destruction of the Republican Party with so many of these candidates calling for the building walls between Mexico, throwing out the Muslims, a separation on every level, pitting one group of Americans towards another. What observations would you make about what this organization represents and what's happened to them?
Dear ones, they are all part of the cosmic dance. They are all part of the divine choreography of the clearing and the cleansing. They all have a divine purpose. If you can move beyond the level of human judgment and see each divine soul as an aspect, a player, if you will, upon the stage of being human, you will begin to see they all are here for a divine purpose. You have been gifted forms of communication and transportation that allow you to know, like never before in your recent recorded history, even though there have been more advanced civilizations on this planet than the one you're experiencing now, than ever before. As a result of that, as a result particularly of the cyberspace, the Ethernet, forms of communication which were gifted to you from the archangelic realm of Uriel, you are seeing behind the curtain. You are lifting the curtain and seeing behind it in another way. But if you examine deeper this particular, these groups of divine souls you call Republicans, and you look at the infighting amongst themselves, if you look at what they're saying, you'll see that there is an unraveling of the old. An unraveling of the old in order to get to a new paradigm. That one faction is actually supporting the other faction, such as, you would not know light without darkness. You would not know a problem without a solution. You would not know feminine without masculine. You are learning, dear ones, oneness. You are learning the components through being human of creating and achieving oneness. All aspects of your reality in your three-dimensional world of your emotions, your thoughts, and your body have to do with components of oneness, of one side allowing you to know the other, right, wrong, black, white, who's in control, who's not. These are all aspects of you mastering the concept of oneness, realizing that you're all created from the same cosmic stuff, the same energy, and thus in turn through this process of ascension of your planet and those of you upon the planet, you're returning to that oneness concept through the vibration of light and love. Each of the star systems that seeded your planet bring, if you will, in your language, a responsibility, an intention to support this particular process. Does that help you?
Yeah, when we were talking, you said that this in this time, duality would be revealed, which is important if we're going to make new choices. And that's what we're seeing now, isn't it? The duality is being exposed to be seen.
Yes, dear one. You're seeing it in a very dramatic way, played out in a politically unconventional format that you have actually never experienced before. But think about it, dear ones. Each one of these souls who are players upon this particular stage have chosen and been chosen to be who they are at this time. And some of these characters, these players on the field of the life of the human, have been pretty dramatic. And it would be easy not to see their contribution or to see the sacrifices some of them have made. It is easy just to judge them and see them for what they appear to be on the surface and instead of how they are actually a cog within the wheel of the evolutionary process of being human on this particular planet. We understand, dear one, the challenge within this and accepting with compassion, this is actually how you've chosen to learn. To accept with compassion, which allows the forgiveness of how you've actually chosen to learn, what you need to learn in being human. All of these factions that you may or may not agree with, which may contain erroneous belief systems, are all components of yourself, dear ones. The things that you actually dislike or do not resonate within many of these individuals are the aspects within yourself, self-representing all that there is, in the process of being healed. Does that help you?
Well, you're offering a very important perspective that I have to confess I'm very challenged by in my humanness because just yesterday, for example, I saw this pastor who was introducing Ted Cruz, who was standing with a Bible in his hand saying that, yes, he fearlessly reinforces the word of God, which says that homosexuals should be killed and that Muslims should be destroyed or to that effect. I can appreciate that maybe they have selected their roles to play, but it's hard to sit here and just kind of blandly accept it as just being part of the drama.
So you're employing your internal gyro system, dear one. You are employing your resonance, how you feel about it, your discernment, how you think about it, allowing you and make an individual choice of not resonating or discerning with what is actually being said. And that can be shared into a collective voice. And then the collective voice can decide, this is not the world we wish to create. This is not a world of equality, harmony, and balance. It is pandering in your vocabulary, dear ones, to the wounds and the defenses created around those wounds of the human condition to separate, to build a wall to keep them out,
right,
to say they are not good enough to be alive, to once again, dear ones, through your so-called religions, misinterpret God, you being God, you being the creator, creating all the time, dear one, you not having to go through anyone else to access the divine aspect of self representing all that there is, to hold some document, some man-made created document called the Bible and say, this is the truth. This is the truth. It is not the truth, dear ones. It has nothing to do with the representation of God. It is time, if you so choose, that your religious and spiritual leaders come together in oneness and realize only through their collective oneness voice can the doctrines that they propose even survive. For many of them are not the truth. There are a mistranslation or a politically misinterpretation of historical events that may or may not have ever happened. Now, having said this, which sounds like blasphemy to some, there are spiritual truths in each and every one of the religions on this planet, and they have served in the evolutionary path of humanity. Each and every aspect of the human condition allowed the creation of specific religious or spiritual beliefs that moves humanity along its evolutionary path. Now you're coming together as a result of the timeline ending of the ascension process and the communication and the transportation that's been given to you to really fully understand exactly what's happening. And through your resonance and your discernment, then make another choice. Does that help you do it?
Yes, and you just reinforced what we said earlier, that you said this would be a time where duality would be exposed, and which provides us an opportunity to make another choice.
And isn't it?
It is.
The good, the bad, the ugly of it?
All of it.
All of it there, naked before you all, dear one.
Right. And, you know, I just heard something, just to carry this a little further, and then we'll move on to a different subject, but I heard some figures expressed by the Harvard Business School just the other day talking about the concentration of wealth in the United States being spiritually inspired by the higher realms, correct?
Absolutely, dear one.
All right, and we have a population now where the top 20% of our population owns 89% of the wealth, and the next 20% owns 9.4%, which means that the rest of us, the 60%, owns 2.7% of the national wealth. 60% of us.
You know, let's talk about why this has happened, shall we?
Yes, let's.
It has to do with giving your power away. You have had a hidden elite that has to do with the final formulation of the human species on this particular planet being manipulated by advanced civilizations, and that's a whole other teaching. The channel that we're coming through has written extensively about that can be revealed to you and can be a gathering if you so choose. But having said that, it is time for the individual to wake up from a herd consciousness of giving their power away and realizing that your government, that your financial institutions, that your religions reflect the people they are governing and supporting. So it is time, if humanity so chooses at this juncture within your final 2,000-year cycle on this particular planet, to make another choice, if you so choose, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. If you have this information from these so-called experts, which may or may not be totally accurate, dear one, but assuming that they are, then what are you going to do with this information? Is the individual going to sit back and say, I can't do anything, what can one person possibly do? Or are they going to realize that the beginning of one is the leading to oneness? that the beginning of one leads to the collective reality of oneness, dear ones. It is time, if you so choose, dear humanity, to realize you have the gifts, the talents, and the power within yourself to make another choice. It is time to realize that many of these systems are rigged for the benefit of the hidden few. It is time to make another choice, if you so choose. In the higher realms, no one can lead without going through an extensive spiritual personal process in order to prepare themselves for what you call leadership. What you have within your world today, dear ones, are very wounded little boys and girls with some big tools controlling or attempting to control what they did not create. We ask you to go again into your internal gyro system, into your resonance, into your discernment, and ask yourself, does this resonate? How does it feel through your knowing heart? Does this discern to how you think about it through your mental body? Do I wish to be a part through my soul plan, my purpose in being here, to be a part of affecting a shift through my talents and gifts and my voice out into the world? Or am I going to pull my tail between my legs once again and walk away and say, there's nothing I can do about it? That help you do
well. Yeah, I'd like to talk about, to change the subject to the global warming, which may be one of the consequences of the rigged system. I was just listening today, just reading today, that the ice pack in the Arctic is the lowest it's been since, is lower than the previous low of 2011. There are record Arctic temperatures going currently, and that summer is still coming. So when you talk about 2016 as being a miraculous year, I'm wondering if we have to build an ark. You know, we in Florida are as exposed as any place in the United States and certainly as among the world. It kind of, you know, the kinds of things we're talking about, the kinds of changes that would have to take place to interrupt the warming are so immense that it's kind of overwhelming to even wonder how we could begin to do that. What comment would you make about global warming and where mankind is in relation to those trends right now?
Well, this is a water planet. 80% of the surface of your planet is water, and it is water for a reason. There was a time in your pre-recorded history when all of the continents had joined together within this ratio of 20-80%. 20% land mass, 80% water. Your planet has been breathing in and out for millennia, the coming together and the separating of these particular land masses within this water world we call Earth. Some of the recent human activities are exacerbating this process of the in-breath and the out-breath of the movement of the continents and the level of water. This particular planet has incredible, dramatic ice-water ratio events throughout its history as a part of the clearing and the cleansing of the activities upon the surface of the body of the planet. What's missing in your recorded history, or even within most of your belief systems, are the advanced civilizations that lived upon the surface of this planet prior to you. There have been many more advanced civilizations on this particular planet who have been involved in what you would call nuclear warfare, who have devastated the surface of the planet, who have created the ability for an inner Earth civilization at a higher frequency, and the comings and goings of species upon the body of this particular planet. As a result of these activities, which are stored within the atmosphere of the planet, with the emotions and thoughts of humanity, and further out into the Akashic record within the universe, the activities go in and out, and the in-breath and the out-breath of the planet, which also facilitate themselves in what you call seasons. The winter being the in-breath, the spring being the out-breath, as an example. So what you're experiencing, to answer your question, is an accumulation of both. The human activity and the release of certain toxins within the atmosphere are creating what you call a greenhouse effect. We're exacerbating the natural ebb and flow of the movement of the continents and the water levels on the planet, be they frozen water or be they liquid water. All of this has been going on for millennia, but since most recently in recorded history, you have the highest population of some 7 or 8 billion of you on the planet at this particular time, it has become a leading concern. Does that help you?
So you're saying that it's a combination of natural cycles along with human activity that's creating what we're calling global warming.
Yes, and again, it can be a teaching tool for you. As you see a consequence as a result of your lack of responsibility and your lack of ability to deploy the cosmic equation, responsibility equals consequence, you're beginning to see, do I wish to make another decision because of the consequence, which is not to my liking, i.e. a water table rising, and make another choice? Again, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. It's a part of how you've chosen to be human. Not always easy, the choices you have made in being human. There are much simpler ways to learn than humanity is choosing, but as a result of the abuses of power and the disconnect from the higher realms and past advanced civilizations, this is how your souls have chosen to learn. This is how you can create a permanent healing to learn what you need to learn, the way you need to learn it, when you need to learn it, how you need to learn it, dear ones. Does that help you?
Of course, this requires a shift in consciousness, and in our book, we discuss, you brought up the 100th monkey theory, where when 100 monkeys had washed their food, suddenly all of monkeydom was watching food, and we talked about the tipping point, that when we reach a certain level of consciousness, that all of humanity would tip into a more open consciousness.
It's almost instantaneously. An example that we might give is the falling of your Berlin Wall or the falling of your communist system.
Right.
It appeared to happen overnight.
Right.
But it was one monkey watching another monkey for quite a while.
So how are the monkeys doing here? How are we doing in terms of shifting consciousness?
It is working exponentially. It is working, dear ones. There are more of you than ever before waking up.
Well, that's very heartening. So the light workers and way showers are having an effect.
There are more of you on the surface of the planet in your recorded history than ever before this particular time, particularly coming in with the alterated DNA and RNA of your indigos or your rainbows and your crystalline children who've come in with their spiritual DNA activated and their higher chakras, 8 up to 12, representing the 12 star systems, the seeds of the planet, being activated at this time. We encourage you to nurture these children, not to drug them, not to dumb them down, but to listen and allow them to way show you.
Just tell us a little bit more about that. What about these children that are being born into the earth? They're coming as messengers, aren't they?
Yes, dear ones. They have made a choice. Some of them have been incarnated here before. Some of them are coming in from other galaxies and solar systems and planetary systems to assist within this divine experiment, this love of diversity. And like anything before in the universe, dear one, the entire universe is watching and waiting for the ascension process of this particular planet. You will all move out into the universe, the multiverse, as master teachers. For worlds that are more primitive than your own, some are where you are, some are more advanced than you are, but to share and to teach and to reveal what you have learned by being human through all the incarnational cycles that you have had here. These children have come here to facilitate and to allow this process to be with more grace and ease than ever before, if you can recognize who they are. When they choose the parents that they choose to nurture them, to guide them, to learn how to communicate with them, The problem with many of them, dear ones, is they cannot assimilate into the density of your 3D world. So they are misinterpreted. They are misdiagnosed. They're put on drugs to alter their behavior, to make them more like other people, when it is their difference that matters. Does that help you?
You know, just when I was looking at, re-looking at the book to prepare tonight, I was taking a look at Creating Your Reality, which is chapter 8, I think, in the book. And I really began to gain such a greater understanding of the shift from trial and error, our shift in consciousness from trial and error to resonant causation, where we begin to really take control of our lives by understanding that in order to attract a certain condition or state of being into our lives, we had to resonate at a certain level. And when we understood that, we could create that level of vibration and resonance in order to create, in other words, resonate at a level of happiness and fulfillment and joy and all the other things we look for in life. To take responsibility for that and really understand that we can kind of feel our way into a higher level of experience.
Yeah, through the emotive feeling. Yes,
yeah. Could you just talk a little bit about that, because that's so important in creating our lives.
Dear ones, you're learning to master frequency and vibration. How do you think those temples from your ancient history were created that you cannot recreate today? Your temples, your pyramids, your blocks of stone that you barely have equipment that can lift today. Through levitation, through the sciences of frequency, through vibration. Dear ones, this is the tool of creation. Love is the highest vibration and frequency in combination with light. It is the manifester of all that there is. So what you're learning to be and do through choosing to be human, through something called your emotions, your emotive feelings, those are the pathways to mastering the manifestation of vibration and frequency through that emoted feeling. Does it bring you joy? Does it bring you bliss? Does it bring you happiness? There is the indicator that you are on the right path with the activation of your particular soul plan. So you are learning to master the ascended masters, dear ones, who were once human, who walked on the surfaces planet as you do now, who are simply now showing the way for you. What they have done, what they are being at present, is they are masters of frequency and vibration in order to manifest any and everything for the good of all with no intention to harm. Does that help you do it?
Masters of frequency and vibration. I love that.
Yes. And you now begin to understand the purpose of your emotions. Dear ones, it is the imbalance of your emotions that's creating all of your physical illnesses. This is the missing link within your healing, within your modalities of healing. This is why there is so little permanent healing within your life, because you do not understand the relationship between the emotion and the thought that that emotion creates and the imbalance of the energetic flow within your physical bodies that creates what you call good health. We have given through this endeavor, through this particular book, which is the focus of this gathering tonight, all the principles of that healing. The messenger, the channel that we're coming through at this time teaches this within every hospital and every school that will listen. This is a wisdom that is missing within your learning and being open to realize exactly what is a permanent healing. And what is the true cause of disease by understanding what creates life? It is all revealed. It is all available. There's no need to seek it anymore, dear ones. The information is there. Are you ready? Allowing readiness to be the commitment to access the applied knowledge into wisdom to heal yourself, dear ones. Does that help you?
That's a very powerful statement you made among many when you said imbalances of emotions are causing all your physical illnesses.
That is the missing component. But you're getting inklings of the truth in your so-called diseases such as cancer and HIV. They're beginning to see, they being your natural scientist, a correlation between rage and anger and what you call cancer. And then how that particular imbalance of energy you call cancer, where and how it facilitates itself within your body to begin to master that wisdom. Here, ones you all have within you, and you always had, and you always will have, the ability to heal yourself. You simply have to know it. The belief, a belief that can change, moving into a knowing, an applied knowledge into wisdom, increases the vibration and the frequency and allows the imbalance of the energy flow within your body to flow within the pattern it was intended. Before we open it up to our audience, I just wanted to end my section here with the issue of equality. The United States was founded on the principle of equality, that opening statement for the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equally with the inalienable rights of liberty, alike liberty and the pursuit of happiness. I don't know which spiritual body it was, whether it was Intergalactic Federation or what. I believe they said that the foundational principle of all advanced civilizations throughout the universe was equality. Is that true?
Yes, dear one. And it was your beloved ascended master, Saint Germain, who was working so diligently with your forefathers, your founding fathers, to look at all of the systems of government and abuse within this particular planet, and to present through various documents, which have yet to be mastered, to create something called the New Jerusalem, the United States of America, to be the way shower of the ascension process of creating communities of equality, harmony, balance on this particular planet. That is why so many of you from many parts of this particular planet gravitated to being a part of this experiment, which is a macro-micro relationship of all that there is, which has never actually been fully facilitated and embodied by the papers that founded this particular country that were dictated by the higher realms. The Archangelics were involved in it. The inner earth civilizations were involved in it. Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, many others. The 12 star systems that seeded the planet. All of these things have been missed in your history. So you never really have had a lot of truth. You've never really had the open picture of who you are and why you're here. It's been concealed and taken away from you and buried and hidden or destroyed. It is time for all of this to be known, to understand the truth in your so-called conspiracy theories and set the drama of it aside and replace it with the truth of what is happening. There are frequencies and vibrations of energy within these documents in your so-called United States to lead the world into a true community of quality, harmony, and balance by mastering the relationship with self, self being all that there is, moving that out into non-nationalistic world service and allowing the frequency to ride upon the frequency of that world service into solistic service, galactic service, universal service, and multi-dimensional service too. So there's enough to be done here, right here, in order to really begin to understand, where did these documents come from? What is the intention of these documents? What is preventing the application of these documents? It's all open and available to you. You have some less than 2,000 years within your path. Many of you within the earshot of we, of the archangelic realm of Gabriel, wish to complete your ascension. Dear one, the way to facilitate that is to move through this 3D experience, which is the gateway to the ascension with grace and ease. not to eliminate it, not to simply wish to bypass it and jump to another frequency. The halfway house within it is your multidimensionality. You already are. You go into the 4D, the astral, the psychic when you sleep and when you go into so-called physical death. You already are multidimensional. It is your divine birthright, as the channel we're coming through has recently shared with the world, for you to connect with we higher realms. You needn't pay for it. You needn't be certified for it. You needn't have anyone's approval to be and do it. It is your divine birthright to connect with me. The channel that we're coming through, and many such as this individual, are simply showing you yourself. Way showing yourself. There's nothing unique or special about it. It is that connection that your past priests, that your spiritual leaders predicated and built upon the advanced civilizations of Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, others. But they demise through the breakdown, the disconnect to the higher realm by believing the human mind could do it a better way. What's being asked of you now to move forward is a permanent healing, not one that can disconnect. That is no longer a variable. That's what makes this epoch unique, this final 2,000-year cycle. Does that help you do it?
It does. You said so many profound things, and one of the things I wrote down as you were talking was that one of the missions of the United States is to lead the world into non-nationalistic world service, and of course equality is the fundamental foundation of that. And I think what I find most alarming about some of the statements I've heard in the recent presidential election was the lack of appreciation after 240 years of the power and value of what the United States represents.
It is a sanctuary for all who have not been given an opportunity of equality, harmony, and balance. And here's the irony, dear one. There's not one of you that didn't come from somewhere else, come to this particular country. And dear one, there's not one of you who came originally from this particular planet. You all came from 12 different star systems, and some of you know which of those star systems are, and you're in concert with them, such as the channel we're coming through at this time. And you know that you're cosmic beings, cosmic citizens of the universe, that selected to become a part of this divine experiment. In this particular case, in these United States. When you put these macro, micro elements into perspective, dear ones, you see the glory, the magnificence, the mightiness of who you truly are and why you are here.
You once said that as the 12 star systems mix, that we're all intermarrying and becoming much.
Yes, dear ones. You are mixing your DNA and your RNA. You're healing the distortions that have been predicated upon you as a species in the past that your recorded histories have no record of, your divinity, your freedom of choice and freedom of will, that, dear ones, no one and no thing can take away from you. And there have been many forces who have tried over the millennia of this particular planet. But if you take nothing away from this time together except to know this is a divine experiment unlike any other within the universe. And you chose. You signed on for it. You created a human contract in being here, and for some of you, hundreds and even thousands of lifetimes upon this particular planet. Dear ones, we of the higher realms have gratitude for you. We are simply a reflection of your higher selves, dear ones. That's who we are. That's how and why you can communicate with us. It is the most divine and the highest aspect of yourself speaking to you right now.
I just wanted to bring up one more subject because it's such an important one, and I think we all can relate to it. You once told me to pay attention to synchronicity because it is the order of the universe. Would you speak to synchronicity and maybe a role that synchronicity might be playing in our lives at this time?
There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. It's all of your making. You have a term in your language, it's called deja vu. Slight memory of something happening before. Synchronicity is a component of what you call deja vu. It allows you to know this is familiar, but yet at the same time, it contains the manifestations of magical and mystical. For it is the magical and mystical components of creation that allowed the creation of you. Within every cell of your body is synchronicity, connecting with another cell within your body to make the whole divine experiment of you being human possible. So when you go down into your world within your dense physical bodies and your emotional and mental bodies, and something feels synchronistic, pay attention. It's a signpost. It's a light. It's a way showing that if within your freedom of choice and freedom of will you so choose, you'll go that way.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Okay, let's open it up to whoever would like to ask Gabriel a question, either online or here in the classroom. Sam, in order to ask a question online, what do the folks have to do?
If you're online and you have a question, you just need to unmute yourself and start talking. I have a question concerning the star systems. You had mentioned the star systems that are coming in each month, and I'm wondering if you might expand upon this, particularly if you might be able to reveal to us the star system that's coming in March and what that intention might be?
No, dear one, that cannot be revealed at this time because the ley line of the connection of that is not in place.
Okay.
It will be put in the next few days. But suffice to say, at the end of your 2016 year, you will have a complete month-by-month, star-system-by-star-system correlation, and some of these star systems have not been revealed to you yet. There will be new information as to who those are. Some of you know the star systems that you come from. The channel that we're coming from is Lyrian. Some of you know whether you're Arcturian or Palladian or Assyrian or whatever, and you have specific connections and you're bringing in certain wisdoms from those particular frequencies. To give you all of that information ahead of time will allow the human mental body to jump ahead and not integrate the frequency of each system month by month within the ley line, vortex, portal, synchronicity of each timeline, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. So could you expand upon the Palladian energies that are entering our field at this time? And also, I'm wondering if those from that star system are feeling those energies more than others.
Yes. You who are of the Palladium frequency realize this is your home. And you are able to integrate those energies with less resistance and more grace and ease. The energy has a feminine aspect to it, not unlike your planet Venus. It has an unconditional love aspect of it, which allows you to accept with compassion and to forgive how you're choosing to learn, including those who you're attracting around you who are reflections of yourself. Does that help you deal with it?
Yes, thank you.
It also allows you to embrace, through the feminine energy, your multidimensionality, which is a key component within this gathering and sharing, dear one. Remember, you're all within the process of being multidimensional.
Gabriel, is it too technical a question to ask you who is laying, who's putting together these ley lines? Who's deciding what the ley lines should be?
It is your planet herself, your mother Gaia. The fact that you have to ask who is an indication that humanity does not understand that the planet herself is a living, conscious being. And in your vernacular, dear one, he's bigger than you are. He's mightier than you are. He's more powerful than you are. She has activated the process that is radiated from her crystal core out into the surface of the planet that has to do with the movement of the continents and the weather patterns that you're having that we discussed earlier, dear ones. As a result of that, all of you who have chose to live upon and within her body are being affected by that. Your DNA and your chakras are transmuting, again, back to the vibration and frequency, dear ones, to a higher vibrational path. You are all moving into your light bodies. The ascended masters who once were human, that was the process they had gone through, way showing you how to do it. They have taken their dense, carbon-based bodies, transmuted them to the higher frequency of light, and are now living within their light bodies. That help you do it?
I believe the channel once channeled Mother Gaia. Is that possible?
Yes, dear one. The channel that we're coming through has the ability to connect with that frequency. It is a part of that divine soul's plan. In fact, dear ones, at this very facility, several of your Earth years ago, there was an extended connection with the Mother Gaia energy for several hours within this location.
Perhaps we can connect with Mother Gaia again, and she can tell us more about this process.
Indeed.
Okay, we have a question from Dahlia here.
What?
Speak right into the phone.
What star system do I come from?
Dear one, where do you think you come from?
Not sure. When I was a child, I thought I came from Pleiadian, but I'm not sure.
What would it take within your relationship with self for you to become sure this particular time, dear one?
I don't know.
There lies the answer to discovering your star system. You know the answer, dear one. And you stand within your own self-empowerment and say, I am a... How would you complete that sentence, dear one?
Just comes back with the same thing.
Which is?
Pleiadian.
Pleiadian. Dear one, stand up. And say as loudly as you can with your hand upon your heart, I am from the Pleiadian star system.
I am from the Pleiadian star system.
How does that make you feel, dear one?
Say it again. I am from the Pleiadian star system.
Say it again, dear one.
I am from the Pleiadian star system.
How does that make you feel, dear one?
It feels true.
So be it. Well, dear ones, within each and every one of you, and one of the reasons it's been given to you by a month-by-month capacity is so that you all eventually know your home star. Some of you have had it revealed to you in your spiritual training. Some of you are still longing to know. And as you begin to know where your home truly is, and you study the responsibilities and the traits of these particular star frequencies, much of your life will begin to make more sense and come into focus in a deeper way than ever before, because it will move you from the confines of this planet and this solar system, and in many cases, this galaxy. For everything that is taking place on this particular planet, within the science of frequency and vibration, does not stop at this planet or this solar system or this galaxy. Within the concept of oneness, which we have discussed briefly tonight, all that happens here affects everything, everywhere, all the time. That is an almost incomprehensible, inconceivable concept for the human mind, but does not make it not true. There's the reality of it all. Are there other questions, dear?
You want to state your name and speak your phone in the loud?
Shelley. I'm curious if it's possible that we, or myself in particular, has had life experiences on several other systems, such as Lemuria, Atlantis, and Palladium.
Yes, yes, yes. You have all been a part of this divine experiment. With all of the past advanced civilizations and some not so advanced. And dear ones, this is a grand reunion of all of you. For you, dear one, when you come in contact with the channel that we are coming through at this time, what do you feel?
Soul connection.
Dear one, it is ancient. It is ancient for each and every one of you who are in the earshot of the visual connection to we of the archangelic realm of Gabriel. You're all here to complete the uncompleted. You're all here in this moment of now to heal all of the abuses of power, the misconceptions of what love really meant from the past. At this particular time, your life may feel in upheaval and complicated as a result of this, because many of you are not consciously aware that the past is also healing as well as the present. But it's all up for review as a result of the ascension process of the planet herself. It's what you've chosen to have happen at this particular time. Past, the present, healing, to create the permanent now. Or many of you know that now is all there is. The frequency that we reside in is only now. And it has been the past and worrying about the future that has prevented the now for many of you, hasn't it? That is the importance of being present. Being present is the present. It is the gift. If you can master that in the moment of now and really realize your life, in each and every moment of the now, you've always received what you needed, perhaps not what you wanted, your breath, whatever you needed to be alive in that particular moment. And remember, beloved, not one of you will leave this frequency one moment before your appointed soul time. Not one of you. Does that help you,
Dylan? Yes, it does. And just to complete, how can I know, because I feel sometimes that I'm getting a message through dreams, and yet I, as I recall, it's not clear enough. From all these past lives, what knowledge can I take from those wonderful, brilliant people, beings, and use it now on this planet, in this present time and space?
What moment, what aspect, dear one, within your relationship with yourself, do you think or believe is preventing this from taking place?
I really feel that I'm open to receive and share this information. I'm not aware of perhaps a subconscious reason why I might not be.
It has to do with trust. Trusting and knowing that this is taking place, and not allowing the mental body to be concerned about what others will think or others will believe, and freeing yourself from that, any aspect of self-sabotage, and trusting, and through the trust and surrendering so that this process can happen, and by the connection of these frequencies and these individuals, you can bring a truth. You can bring a wisdom within your uniqueness of you being you. When was the last time, dear one, that anyone told all of you that the universe and creation would be absolutely incomplete without each and every one of you? Can you imagine if you were told that as a child repeatedly? That is the truth. Trust it.
Other questions? I have a question from Jude.
Of course, I'm curious now, too, because I really had the question that Shelley had, because I feel that I'm Pleiadian, that I'm Arcturian, that I am Nibiruan. Could you help me out with some clarity, please?
What you're feeling is an amalgamation, or what the confusion may be coming from, of, as has been discussed previously, of the integration of all these star systems within your reproductive process. You are, in effect, all have become super mutts, in effect, but you all have a monadic primary star system that you came from. So we want you to place your hand upon your heart.
Okay.
We want you to take a deep breath. And we want you to go far, far back. You made the decision from the original star system that you came from to be a part of this divine experiment called planet Earth. We want you, through your own freedom of choice and will, through your own trust, now connect with your star system. Take a deep breath and allow the energy and the focus of that system to come forward to you.
I think I'm creating it all. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you feel the difference between we telling you what it is and you discovering it and knowing it within yourself? Because, dear ones, it's who you are to discover.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that clarity. So, in other words, if there's really something that I'm questioning, if I put my hand on my heart and breathe and ask that question, the answer is going to come to me easier.
But how is that possible, dear one? What is the mechanics involved in that? Why are we sharing this with you?
Because you love us and you're you're helping us from the other side, and we love you.
You are stored within the DNA of your heart, within the cellular memory of the DNA, within every one of your hearts, is every experience you've ever had. Prior to coming to this planet, all the experiences you've had on this planet. What we're beginning to reveal and share with you right now, which has never been shared before, your ability to access through your heart the entire Akashic record, the hall of records, the hall of everything regarding you, yourself, self-being, all there is. Do you understand the magnificence of this moment, dear one? Take a deep breath. We are giving you this time, if you so choose, within the evolution of you being human, on this particular planet, at this particular moment, irregardless of how many people have showed up for this, this truth, within your hearts, your knowing hearts, your believing mind that is moving back into service to your knowing heart, dear one, everything you need to know about self, representing all that there is, all of creation is available to you. You are simply, through the ascension process, with our support and love, learning how to access it. Do you get it, dear one?
Amen and hallelujah and yee-haw.
Gabriel, we've been talking since 2003, and in all that time, many, many times during that period, you have said that all of the star systems will be revealed at some point. What's holding up revealing what all the star systems are? How come you haven't revealed them?
As we have said, dear ones, it has to do with the amalgamation of the ley lines being connected. Sacred journeys, dear one, that you were involved in were a preamble to assisting the reconnection and the further networking of those ley lines worldwide, planetary-wide, dear one. Do you understand?
But what would that have to do with not telling us who the all of the 12 star systems were that seeded Earth?
Because they are not in complete ley line demonstration at this particular moment in your Earth time. That is why they are being revealed month by month, to allow you to integrate each one within your 30-day time period. The 12 months represent the 12 star systems. It is your mental body, dear ones, wanting to know. Lay it out to me. Give me all the facts now, dear one.
Well, you just have been telling us since 2003 or they're going to be revealed, and I just wondered why they haven't been revealed. So you're saying by the end of 2016, all of the 12 star systems will be revealed.
That is the game plan, unless the activities of humanity interfere with the process.
What kind of activity would interfere with the process?
Your behavior at present, dear one.
Mine?
Yours personally, dear one. You, plural, humanity,
okay.
Behavior at present.
I know Joel Anastasi couldn't stop the process all by himself, could he?
It's all about you, dear one.
It's all about me. I knew it. No, I'm not sure. Who else would like to ask questions?
I have a question. I'm well aware that I'm a Nebrunian, and I was one of those that came originally to see this planet, and I used the technology wrongly and very harmfully, and I'm well aware that in this life I am here to use that technology for good, helping others spread their word out into the world. And I'm wondering, and I'm also well aware that I'm also tying up ends and balancing all the pieces from all of my other lives in this life, which is not very comfortable. So I'm just wondering if there are any blind spots that I need to be aware of at this point.
The first blind spot, dear one, is Nibiru is not a star system. It is a rogue planet that moves between various solar systems within this particular galaxy. But your information about what you're healing as a result of your experiences on this particular planet are correct.
Okay, so that was my blind spot.
It is your belief that it is a star system that you came from. Is that correct, dear one?
Yes.
It is a planet.
Okay.
A rogue planet that moves between various solar systems within this galaxy, which you have had past life experiences upon. Do you understand, dear one?
Yes, and so as far as balancing all of the life that my soul has lived, is there a blind spot other than the fact that I have been on that rogue planet and did much harm? Is there a blind spot that I need to be aware of to help balance, finish my balancing within this life?
The power of the mental body is a blind spot for not only you, dear one, but most of humanity. The human mind, the ego housed within the human mind, which thinks it can develop a better way, that thinks it knows it, that thinks that it knows all, is an aspect within you and much of humanity which is a blind spot, which is in the process of healing, dear one. It was that aspect of humanity which facilitated the disconnect from the higher realms, which created all your past golden ages on this particular planet. As many of you are aware, this is you are in the process of creating the final seventh golden age. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you. Does anyone online have a question before we end tonight? If you do, just unmute yourself, and you can start talking. And if not, we'll continue on in the classroom.
Hello?
Go ahead, Sabrina.
Hi. We touched upon the subject of synchronicity. I wanted to ask about a couple of moments of synchronicity that I've been experiencing now for several months. And I wanted to understand, because obviously these moments do obtain my attention, so I am wanting to know what messages I need to be aware of. I've been seeing...
The major message for you regarding synchronicity is to simply trust them.
Okay.
Simply trust them. And know they are a way show, a guidepost, a possible path. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes, you do, dear one. So when you are feeling the synchronicity, let your mantra be, I shall trust the synchronistic moment. I shall trust the synchronistic moment. I shall place my hand upon my heart and connect the DNA components within my heart that knows all I need to know for that applied knowledge to become wisdom through my discernment, through my resonance, to make a choice of this way or that way. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes.
Are you complete?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Questions here in class? Okay.
Okay, Gabriel, I think we're complete.
Thank you.
So as we take our leave at this glorious moment of your ascension, dear humans, choosing to be human on this particular planet, on the edge of your galaxy, your so-called Milky Way, swirling around in combination with millions of other solar systems and suns and moons. And in the core of that galaxy is what you call a black hole, which is a timeline tunnel from this galaxy to the universe containing hundreds of millions of galaxies, and within that universe another black hole containing another time travel tunnel, the multiverse containing millions and billions of universe size. And you begin to see the magnificence of the macro-micro relationship of you and that all that there is, beginning to replace the magnificence of who you are and why you are here on this particular planet to build communities of equality, harmony, and balance, moving out into world service, learning to use the tools of your sacred heart to know within you, you are the creator creating all the time. You are God experiencing itself, herself, himself. And it is your divine right to connect to everything in oneness. So be it.
Thank you. I want to remind everyone that tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate if you're not in the classroom at theangelnewsnetwork.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.